Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
In Family Matters today, we revisit the issue of teen suicide and the role that the digital world plays in contributing to feelings of self-doubt, worthlessness and depression. I want to introduce you to a documentary film that delves into these issues in a very frank way by talking directly to the teens who are living with these feelings. The movie is called Connecting the Dots, and it's a movie by Canadian filmmaker Noemi Weiss. There is going to be a screening tonight at the Labia Theatre, which has been organised by a local company that is involved in trying to make the online space safer for our kids. We'll hear more about their story in a few minutes, though. But first, let's meet the filmmaker herself, who is with us via Zoom. Noemi is an award-winning writer, director and producer who has spent more than 20 years using the medium of screens, small and large, for storytelling purposes. Lovely to have you joining us on Cape Talk this afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me and Rochelle. Thank you for taking the time.
It's a great pleasure, and I'll introduce Rochelle in just a moment or two. First, though, let's talk a little bit about this movie and what made you decide to make a film about teen mental health and the risks of suicide.
I have been working on social issues films for very many years, and when I learned about the statistics showing a global situation where young people were suffering from high rates of anxiety, depression, and many of them taking their lives, I thought that I had to use my medium to support them. And mm-hmm. that's how the journey began. And it's been quite a journey, to say the least.
To say the least, it's a journey that's taken you into conversation with teenagers literally all over the world, because you are interviewing teens in Harare, Zimbabwe, in Indiana, in the USA, in Perth, in Australia, in South America, all over. How did you go about setting up access to these young people to include them in your film?
When I started doing research, I realized that it was a global problem, and that the stories that were being told by young people from different parts of the world were pretty similar. I did research for over 2 years, talking to hundreds of professionals and organizations dealing with young people, adolescents and young adults, and their support into reaching young people as well, and eventually there was very many responses from young people that wanted to participate and bring their voice forward with the hopes that their stories could help other people in the process. So the film exclusively talks about and features young people, because this is what the mission is, pretty much, telling the audience from around the world that it's time for all of us to listen.
What really stopped me in my tracks was the comment from one of those teens that people need to know that most kids of our age are not fine. It's a very sobering statement that most teenagers are struggling right now. Do you think she was right in articulating it that way, that it is sadly a majority of teenagers who are finding life really difficult to manage right now?
It is. And every one of their statements really is a poignant call to action or attention. There is a problem, and a lot of the people, adults particularly, don't believe that this is happening. They believe that this is teenage angst and that they will get over. But it's more serious than that. This is a generation of young people that have a different upbringing, that they have grown up with an enormous amount of information, which unfortunately leads them to a lot of uncertainty, hopelessness, and anxiety about what the future brings. So it's very important for all of us to understand that this is real.
Let me bring in our second guest at this point, because also joining us via Zoom is Rochelle Best, who is the local businesswoman who founded an app called FYI Play It Safe. It's a South African-based company that is really trying to empower parents to help protect their children from online dangers and from the potential of what they experience in the digital world spilling over into physical danger, not only from strangers, but also from themselves. Rochelle, thank you so much for joining us as well. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pippa, for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Rochelle, I mean, Nomi's touched on how serious the issue is. Clearly, it's something that was worrying you because it's driven you as a parent to take your own experiences and do something about it and start an app that you think might help. What was it that really had you start worrying to the point that you decided you needed to be solutions-driven in the way you've been?
You know, when my child started, you know, getting into the age where we considered giving her a phone, I did a lot of research, and all I could find at that time was, you know, the typical parental control apps, which really it's more based on restriction rather than relationship. Mm-hmm. So what we wanted to do is to build a solution that's based on the relationship with your child, fostering the trust relationship, that's not spyware, so you can't see anything that goes on in their devices, but that will alert you if there is anything in their online activity that you need to be worried about. And things like, I mean, the things Nomi listed as well is everything that we're monitoring. So we're monitoring for things like depression, anxiety, any self-harm or suicidal thoughts. So we needed to bring a solution to the table, and that's how FYI Play It Safe was born.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, it's not like the situation where a parent says, I demand to look at your phone and actually look into the apps and read your WhatsApp messages and see what you've been posting online. Rather, you're saying, I trust you to use this device, but know that there is a program, an artificial intelligence program, monitoring what you're posting. And if you post stuff that is flagged as potentially falling into that category, it's going to alert me. Am I understanding it correctly?
That's 100%. That's a correct summary. Although we literally monitor everything, so it's every single WhatsApp conversation, it's in-game chats, it's social media conversations, it's even Google searches. You know, so typically, you know, when children are experiencing thoughts that worry them, sometimes they don't open up and speak about them. You know, sometimes they don't have the relationship to go and talk to their parents about it, so they turn. You know, in a lot of instances, they turn to their friends when they're having these type of thoughts, or they even turn to Google, which obviously we also monitor. So you're absolutely right. It's not allowing access to every single message, but it's saying, you know what, if there's something to worry about, your parent will know about it.
And raising that red flag is the first step towards getting help. I mean, what struck me watching Nomi's film is how many of the young people she spoke to articulated how alone they felt in these feelings. And there was a very stark moment where a speaker at the school said, please raise your hand if you have heard one of your classmates this year expressing the thought that the world would be better off without them, or that ending their life would be an alternative. And virtually every person in the room raised their hand and then looked around in total shock and surprise that everybody else had encountered this, and yet they were sitting there with these feelings that they were the only one going through that. I mean, Nomi, let me bring you back in here. That sense of I mean, the film is called Connecting the Dots. What struck me is the need to foster that sense of connection, to let these young people know you're not alone in going through this, and actually, if you are brave enough to speak about it, there are people all around you who can share that burden with you and talk to you about it. It was a very powerful statement about how the mind can play tricks on us that makes us think it's only us when it's almost everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And I think that that's very important in terms of who the audience of the film is, because young people who are watching the film are feeling actually that they are not alone. Mm-hmm. And that's a feeling that I think it goes not only for young people, but adults as well. If you're going through any difficult problem, you always think that you're the only person. Having the possibility of opening up and talking, I think that we have to look at mental health in a different way. Taking out the stigma, taking that barrier of that it's a bad thing to talk about mental health, that it's not nice to talk about things that deal with our emotions, are something that need to pass, and we need to open up the conversation for everybody. Young people, of course, they need that trust, and we need to build that trust that they are able to talk without being judged, and hopefully that will bring a different outlook at the end.
Rochelle, what made you want to be part of bringing Nomi's film to South Africa, to South African audiences? I know you've already hosted one screening this morning, and I think you've still got another one later today. Why was it so important to you to share this movie?
No, I was working with one of the other very inspirational Canadian women, and she said to me when she started talking to me about FYI Played Safe, she said, "You have to meet this woman, Naomi." And it was amazing. The first time I saw the film, now when I watched it again this morning for this probably the sixth time, and now when Naomi's speaking, you know, I still get goosebumps every single time. And every single time there's someone else in the film that resonates with me.
Yeah.
You know, so this morning again, I saw the teenager who said, you know, there was an online community who understood her better than the family in her house. And that to me, you know, being in online safety, so yes, she actually found consolation in that type of scenario. But from an online safety perspective, you know, you have to think about that is also the perfect like hunting ground for online predators.
Yeah.
You know, so we have to make sure that every single parent and every single child, obviously above the age of 12, sees this film in South Africa.
Are there any tickets still left for the screening this evening?
There are still some tickets left, and it's screening at 6 o'clock this evening at the Labia Theatre here in Gardens.
Okay, does one book directly through the Labia, Rochelle, or do you do it through FYI Play It Safe?
No, the tickets are available on web tickets, and okay. You can just search for Connecting the Dots.
Connecting the Dots is the name of the film. So 6 o'clock tonight at the Labia Theatre. If you've got a free evening, well worth going through to see it. If not, Naomi, if somebody can't make it tonight, how do they get to see your film on another occasion?
Rochelle will be working on several screenings coming up in South Africa. And we suggest and invite everybody to follow Connecting the Dots in all social media. We post very, very regularly. 95%, I would say, of the screenings are virtual. So people from all around the world, even if the film is playing in another country, they can join.
Uh-huh.
So just follow us on at Connecting the Dots in all social media, and people will learn about what's coming up. And Rochelle has a few plans as well on further screenings. And we hope that the launch of these two screenings today will bring a lot of interest as well from South Africa itself. So the film could be used in collaboration with schools and with parent groups and professionals in the mental health world that can actually benefit from the research and the film, which is really a tool to open up the conversation.
Thank you so much. I really hope that does happen. Naomi Weiss is the filmmaker responsible for the movie Connecting the Dots. And Rochelle, thank you so much for joining us. Rochelle Best, the founder of FYI Play It Safe. If you want to keep an eye on their platform, you'll find them on www.fyiplayitsafe.com.